Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 19th of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars, and planets are talking about...
the old relationship thing.
Oh, okay, planets.
Full moon in Libra, balance, relationships, partnerships for the second time.
And?
If various individuals insist that the framework of your dealings change, immediately would be fine. Assume they mean well and are trying to achieve a greater understanding. Adopting this position should make it slightly easier to hear them out with complacence and not chuck an available piece of fruit in their general direction, irrespective of whether you actually heed or implement their suggestions in the end. Moreover, in the not surprising given these planets event that you encounter resistance when interacting with others, it probably behooves you to back off for the nonce. Right now, the saturation level is pretty high. People are dancing as fast as they can or coping with as much as they feel they can manage, even if you don't necessarily concur with their assessment of their capacity. Indeed, holding your tongue, wrangling your temper, and refraining from telling people precisely what you think of them or their preposterous ideas, instead of yielding to the impulse to give them what for, is highly recommended. The upside of this strategy? Other than strengthening your patience muscles? If you are still irked next week, you can flip out, but won't jeopardize your project, partnership, setup, etc.
Signs particularly affected by full moon in Libra.
Aries, Cancer, Leo, Libra, everyone.
And if one's birthday, 19th of April.
When it comes to managing assorted relationships this year, do the sweetness and light rather than the slash and burn thing. Although the latter may intermittently appear to be more attractive, particularly when some of the more preposterous propositions of your esteemed partners or loved ones are factored into the mix, the former will net you what you want with minimal muss, fuss, or collateral damage.
Tomorrow, Daily Planets.